After a couple of weeks of finding some pretty strong balance during the run in the pass, I think it was something like 26 run plays and almost 60 passing attempts. Was that something that, in looking back on the game, it wasn't quite how you hoped it had gone?
You know, we usually try to make a good choice of what we end up trying to do or how we end up trying to play the game. And you know, we knew Seattle was a really good, talented defense. We knew that there's, you know, certainly some challenges playing there in their stadium. And then couple that with their scheme, where they really play with a safety down, you know, either in the box or at the line of scrimmage on almost every play. We knew we were going to rely a little bit more heavily on, you know, our passing game as kind of an extension of our running game yesterday. And, you know, we mixed the running game in there, I think whatever it was, 27 runs or whatever it may be, and then used, you know, a lot of short passes, you know, to kind of go hand-in-hand with that to try to, you know, control the clock and, you know, really try to effectively move the ball against the scheme that they implement, which is a good one. And they have a lot of good players. So, you know, going into the game, we kind of knew we would be a little heavier throwing the football than we were in the past few weeks. And we just didn't make enough plays in the red zone and, you know, turned the ball over in a couple of situations. Really ended up hurting us in the final result of the game.
Josh, Richard Sherman, the Seahawks cornerback, had a few things to say after the game, said that the Patriots aren't ready for a heavyweight fight. He said that the Patriots have a gimmick offense and that their offense is just Tom Brady and that the Seahawks defense is 11 players. Are some of those things that he might say, is that getting under your skin, or is that something that you really don't pay attention to?
I don't really pay attention to, you know, just, like, they have a good defense, they really do. It's one of the top defenses in the league. I give them a lot of credit. You know, they play a lot of players in there, and you know, they play the run well, and they defend the pass well. They don't give up a lot of big plays, and you know, they played better than we did yesterday.
Josh, I know you didn't have that much time with 6 seconds left in the half. How much debate was there on the sideline about whether to go for one last shot at the end zone or kick a field goal?
You know, we practiced that situation a lot. We understand the dynamic that's at play there. And, you know, and Bill, you know, when we made the decision to go ahead and run an extra play, we knew we had to go quick. Tom knew he had to throw the ball quick, whether that was, you know, to find a receiver fast or to throw it away quickly. We practiced that numerous times, and, you know, unfortunately we incurred the penalty there that didn't allow us to, you know, end up kicking the field goal because I think the pass was incomplete with 1 second left. But, you know, just where we ended up putting the ball on the play was the thing that changed the result. And, you know, but I think we've executed and run that situation before, and we've tried to do it the right way.
I know you guys ultimately took the timeout after the first play to open that drive, the throw to West that took it down to about the 8-yard line. But was there any discussion about taking an immediate timeout with, I think it was like maybe 34 or 35 seconds left on the clock?
An immediate timeout. Say that again. Immediate timeout when?
After the first throw to West on that drive, you had there was about 34 seconds, 35 seconds, and you guys sort of moved towards the line, were ushering personnel around, and then eventually took a timeout. Was there a thought on the sideline of taking a timeout immediately off the clock at like 35 before?
No, Coach handles those situations. You know, however that situation plays out, then, you know, that's what we do. So we're ready to run. We're getting ready to run another play. If there's a timeout call, there's a timeout called. And if not, we get to the line as quickly as we can and try to execute our next snap.
Josh, Michael Vega, Boston Globe. Can you tell us who was Tom's primary option on that one? And was Gronkowski covered over the top? Because it seemed like he broke open towards the corner on that one.
You're talking about on the one with 6 seconds?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, I mean, anytime you're down there that close, I think, and then couple that with the time, you know, there's a lot of quick options on a play like that, or you try to give, you know, the quarterback a lot of quick options on a play like that so that he can, you know, make a quick decision on what he wants to do with the ball and get it out of his hand, understanding that time is an issue. You know, everybody's alive on those pass plays. I think we got five guys out into the pattern quickly. They did a good job of covering some things early in the pattern, and I think Gronk, you know, did he spring free late in the play? I think he did. You know, but I think at that point, I think Tom had kind of made his decision that he was going to go ahead and try to get rid of the football by the time that happened.
Okay. So what was your impression of Aaron Hernandez's day, his first game back from, you know, that injury that he had?
You know, Aaron made some, you know, he made some key plays. We knew that, you know, we obviously limited, you know, some of the things that we did with him. But he made some important plays for us. You know, got some drive started with some positive plays. You know, made a couple third down conversions there and then ended up scoring on the goal line. So, you know, we thought he could help us and contribute, you know, and help us win the game. And I thought Aaron try to do exactly what we wanted him to do with his opportunities, and hopefully that'll, you know, continue to improve as we go forward.
Josh, how about the play of Wes, one of the real bright spots yesterday, just the toughness that he showed, the catches that he made, really was all over the field and did some great work, it seemed like.
You know, Wes is a great player, and, you know, we certainly rely on him to do a lot of different things, and he usually comes up with, you know, a lot of critical, you know, critical catches and big plays, big downs, and I think yesterday was no different. You know, they're a tough defense to, you know, to do a lot of different things against, and I thought Wes fought hard along with the rest of our guys to try to, you know, move the ball the way that we were trying to move the ball, and, you know, made a big play there on the touchdown catch and had a few other really important third down plays for us in the game, but you know, I think that's what we, you know, expect Wes to do, and he certainly comes out there and plays hard every week.
And Josh, another guy out of a big game yesterday was Danny Woodhead. Did that sort of bring back any memories of Kevin Falk for you?
Yeah, Danny, you know, Danny is obviously a very important player for us, too. He's made a lot of critical whether it's catches or runs, third down protections, you know, blocking blitzers. Danny has filled that role and done a really nice job with it. You know, Kevin was certainly one of the best Patriots ever and had a great career and did a lot of those similar things. I think they're different players. But Danny did definitely show up and make some important plays for us yesterday like he has all year.
Just for chunks of every game this year, other than maybe the Arizona game, the offense has looked as masterful as it's ever been. I mean, we're talking three quarters, parts of fourth. But then the last couple of games, other than the Buffalo game, there's been that fourth quarter lull or whatever you want to call it. What, can you explain the problem? And are defenses figuring out the offense? We could even argue, go back to the Super Bowl game with the Giants, where, you know, I think Tom completed 16 or 17 or whatever it was in a row, and then sort of it just didn't move as smoothly there in the fourth quarter when you needed to run the clock out or whatnot. Can you talk about that briefly?
Well, certainly the end of the game is, you know, it's the most critical part of the game, and, you know, we need to do better. You know, I need to do better. We can prepare better, and we can play better in those situations to try to finish the games out. You know, I think it's an important area that we improve in, and certainly it can make a difference in any game. So, you know, we just have to do a good job of trying to continue to coach and prepare for that situation better, because we've been in it a few times, and we need to be able to close out the games when we get that opportunity.
Josh, you guys were 1-for-6 in the red area, and I know Tom has always talked about finishing in the red zone with touchdowns as many times as you get it. What do you see on film? What did you see on film yesterday that is keeping you guys from finishing drives with touchdowns in the red zone?
You know, we each possession is different, and you know, we had a few. Anytime you go down there and you end up with any negative type play, it usually, you know, it can really hurt your opportunity to have success at the end of the drive in terms of scoring touchdowns. And you know, we were down there six times and didn't score enough, and that's obviously an area that we can do better in, that we have to do better in and get better in quickly. You know, if we get the opportunity, six chances down there to score touchdowns and only come away with one, certainly that's not good enough. And, you know, there's a lot of different situations. Each drive was a different scenario there. You know, we had a few third and shorts that we didn't necessarily convert on, and, you know, ended up with a two-minute drive that you know, obviously we were hoping for either seven or three there and didn't get it. But, you know, I think overall your execution down there is really at a premium, and whatever you're calling is really at a premium. You got to do everything right down there because you really have no margin for error. And we can do better, and we have to.
Josh, what kind of challenges does this Jets defense present now, or what opportunities does it present without a Darrell Revis back there now?
Well, I have a ton of respect for Coach Ryan and Mike Benton, you know, in terms of what the job that they do on defense. This is always one of the most difficult preparations of the year. They do a lot of different things. They play a lot of different people. They got a lot of great players, and you know, they and this game is always one where you got to be ready for a lot of different things, and some of the things that you practice you may never see, and some of the things you don't practice you may see a lot of. So schematically, it's a big challenge for us. Their personnel is good. They got I would say primarily a veteran group. You know, there's a few younger players that are starting to get, you know, mixed in there on the defensive side of the ball, but they got a group that understands how to play. They know what they're trying to get done with their scheme. They play fast. They create turnovers and put pressure on the quarterback. So, you know, I know Revis isn't there, but their secondary is, again, a veteran group, you know, and I think they're playing better and better every week. And we know it's going to be a great challenge for us on Sunday.